Our next public hearing is conditional use 1717, State of Delaware, Division of Facilities Management.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a state health care facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 701.59 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Patriots Way, also known as Road 318, across from the Avenue of Honor, also known as Route 86. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down a rather large state set of drawings. I have a couple of agency comments. First one being from the County Engineering Department. Received late this afternoon, makes reference to the application number of the applicant, the date of the public hearing, the tax map reference, the location, and the intended use being a state health care facility. The site is not located in a proposed or current operated county or maintained sanitary sewer or water district. It is located within the North Coastal Planning Area. Wastewater capacity is not available to serve this project. Ordinance 38 construction is basically a non-applicable statement. The only other comment is that it is not located in the area to be annexed by the county operated sanitary sewer district, and the county has no comments in regards to the central on-site system that will serve the proposed expansion of the existing state health care facility. And a concept plan is not required, and it's signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated October 26th and received November 13th of 2006, we are advised that the soils at the Stokely Center, there are nine different soil types, being three types of Eastboro loamy sand, Johnston loam or silt loam, Keenansville loamy sand, Rumford loamy sand, Rutledge loamy sand. There are some swamp soils, and there's also Woodstown sandy loam. Two of the Eastboro, the Keenansville, the Rumford, have slight limitation for development. The Woodstown has slight to moderate limitations. One of the Eastboro soils has moderate limitations. The Johnston soils have severe limitation, as do the Rutledge and swamp soils. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. Two of the Eastboro soils are considered of statewide importance, as are the Rumford and Rutledge soils. The Keenansville soil is considered prime farmland, as is the Woodstown soils. The Johnston and swamp soil are considered hydric, as are the Rutledge, and the Woodstown is also considered hydric in depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. It may be necessary for both on-site and off-site drainage improvements because of the presence of soils with a seasonal high water table and possible flooding. It makes reference that there's a tax ditch affected, but it does not give me the name of the tax ditch. States there may be regulated wetlands on the site, and that the applicant would have to secure necessary permits for Army Corps of Engineers. That reference would be towards the perimeter of the site, not the area where the construction is necessary, since this is in the center of the existing complex. Attached to the site or the memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 43 and 51. We also have in file a letter that was addressed to Ms. Constance Holland, Director of Office of Management and Budget State Planning Coordination Office, and also Shane Abbott of our staff, as dated November 14th. And it's in response to the plus comments, and I would assume that the applicant representative will address that issue. Rather than me read all this, she can summarize better than I can. So I do have that letter for the record, and that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, I'm Sally Cornwright. I work for the Office of Management and Budget for the Division of Facilities Management.
Let me ask you to speak up a little bit, because I can hardly hear you, and I don't think those folks out there can either. I know you're thrilled to be here.
Yes, I'm very thrilled. I'm very nervous to be here.
We're thrilled to have you.
I'm Sally Cornwright. I'm the construction project manager for the project. I work for the Office of Managed Budget and Planning, and that's part of the Division of Facilities Management. Reference the comments on the plus review comments. As a state agency, we're required to go through the state planning process for land use. As part of those comments, the county had an opportunity to comment. We have actually addressed those issues as far as originally proposed. We had a very large area of parking in the front of the property or in front of the new building, and we actually have relocated that, and we've landscaped it in a more appropriate manner. We also had comments from the Department of Transportation, which asked for a entrance permit, which we have addressed by actually indicating a request for a letter of no objection. It is our intent with this new facility that we are actually not increasing the resident number on the campus, nor are we increasing the traffic. The new medical center will house the administrative portion that is at Stokely still, the kitchen and the laundry, and the existing medical center. As part of our contract and our intent at this point in time, we will be demoing the existing medical center. However, future plans by Health and Social Services would be to demo the other, the admin building, the kitchen, and the laundry. I'm not certain if there were any other comments within that letter of response that I wrote, other than the major ones for the county, the compliance with naturally the state fire marshal's office, the stormwater and sediment and erosion control plan. We're naturally required to do that in process of doing that with DENREC.
Well, the letter you made responses, and you drafted the letter. That's why I didn't read it.
That's correct.
Your letter responded quite substantial information to the Department of Transportation, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, State Fire Marshal's Office, and the county.
Correct.
And made reference to consideration of no objection from the Historical and Cultural Affairs, Department of Agriculture, Public Service Commission, and Department of Education. That is part of the record, I just.
Okay, thank you.
So you said you're going to demolish the existing med center.
That is correct.
And in the future, the admin building, the kitchen, and the laundry?
That is also correct.
I think it would be beneficial if you would describe to the commission what the intent of the facility that you want to build is.
Okay. It's actually a new facility for 54 residents with special needs. At one point in time, the Stokely campus had probably over 400 clients, residents, some mobile, some not. What they have done is basically consolidated a lot of their special needs residents to the existing medical center. Those who are somewhat mobile or more coherent are out in a few of the other cottages. And quite a few of the residents are actually out in community areas. And what we are hoping to do is basically provide a new facility that will allow for any of the residents to be able to live there for the remainder of their lifetime. Those in the community that would need special needs and more assistance rather than being able to live in the community could also come back to that residence. It will include an occupational therapy area, a physical therapy area, a dental suite, as well as a doctor medical type of area. They do have some on-staff doctors, but they do a lot of that contractually. Their dental work they do contractually, but we will be providing so that they don't have to transport these residents off campus. I think that's basically all that I need to address as far as what we're doing.
All right, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Am I correct in hearing you say that this may also be a residential center as well?
Residential.
In terms of the medical center, will there actually be residents housed there as well, or?
Actually, the medical center as it exists now, they are housed there.
Because it used to be they were living in the surrounding cottages.
That's correct. And at this point, they have several series of cottages, Lloyd's, Boyd's, Waples, Campbell's, and Williams. And right now, they're just in Lloyd's and Boyd's. Campbell's and Waples are actually, there's a daycare program there. Some of those facilities are being leased out to other agencies, actually. But the existing medical center, the residents reside there 24/7.
No further questions.
All right, so Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Boarding?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Couch?
No questions. I like your revisions.
Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then.
Apparently, thank you,
we
sir.
We have no questions. We'll take a seat and see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1717? State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1717? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just prefer to call the office.